99.9 Radio USA, of the 50-plus number one songs that George Strait has had in his long career. That's got to be in my top 10 anyway, if not top 5. That's The Chair, 6:54, and we have 17 degrees. It's Scott Hansen in the morning with the weird news. Yep. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. An Italian man got a little flaky in his pursuit of free breakfast pastry by falsely claiming that he was a mafia boss in order to get his sweets at no cost. Ubaldo Citarella allegedly kept pestering the manager of his local coffee bar for freebies. Yeah, give me some of that. Boasting that he had the sort of underworld connections that could cause trouble if he didn't get his cut of the dough, if you will, as soon as it came out of the oven. The man went along with Citarella's wishes for a while, but got freaked out when the phony thug left a bottle of gasoline at his doorstep as a warning when he was asked to pay. Well, the cafe owner called cops, and they made Citarella an offer he couldn't refuse. A trip to jail over the threats. How about a Chinese woman who believed, that she puts more into her marriage than she gets out of it? She went into a full-time toddler tantrum mode at an auto show in China. The woman took a liking to a $32,000 hybrid vehicle and for some reason believed that she should be the owner of it. But knowing that her husband would never buy it for her, she decided to scratch up the car, thinking that her probably soon-to-be ex-husband would have no choice but to buy it. Well, the whole scene was caught on video. Not a good scene. And finally, a South Carolina man didn't use his noodle and ended up in handcuffs after assaulting his dad in an argument over the proper way to use boxed macaroni and cheese. Alex Rossi allegedly attacked his dad after the older man blew up at him for opening the packaged meal and using the cheese powder but leaving the dry pasta behind. The sheriff's office report said Brian Rossi told his son to stop the cheesy behavior, which led to an argument that soon turned physical. According to cops, Alex wrestled Brian to the ground and pummeled him, giving him a black eye and a facial laceration. He was jailed on charges of misdemeanor assault and battery. Haven't you ever used just the cheese and macaroni and cheese? Sprinkle it on popcorn or anything like that. It's good. Good on scrambled eggs, too. There's your weird news. It's 6:57.
Lundgren's would like to thank all of their loyal customers for the past 84 years of friendship, business, and